Okay, I guess he's gone. So, okay. Anyway, this is a killer. But see, I like congressional records. I like their intent. And then I like their definitions. They're giving definitions. Now, this is what I found in this Senate report. Now, this is, again, a Senate report. And I think it's 750. Let me see which way it's identified here. Let me get that down for sure here. I'm not sure which one it's identified as. One of them had the Senate report in because I was searching. I was trying to find it. You have to look and see what these words mean. Because, you see, they give definitions to everything. And you have to look up and see what that word or phrase means. Because the bottom line is, it never means what we think it means. And they call it, let's see here, legislative history. Senate report, yeah. Number 752, 1945. Senate report 752. So I was looking for what does impractical, unnecessary, and not in the public interest mean. Those are important issues because they bypass the formal rulemaking so that I know this would be like Congress. Imagine if they didn't vote on stuff. Congress didn't, House didn't vote on, Senate didn't vote on, the President didn't vote on, but all of a sudden it magically shows up as a law of the United States. You say, wait a minute, I can't do that. Because that's what we're taught in school. We're taught, I got to vote on it with a majority, and the president signs it or vetoed, and then it's two-thirds over to get two-thirds vote to get past the veto. They teach that. What they do not teach is regulations, which everybody today were bound by. They don't teach us to think about this. So, I wanted to see what these words meant. Here it is in the Senate Report 752, 1945. And they're talking about this. This is on page 14. It says, agency notice must be sufficient to fairly apprise interested parties of the issues involved so that they may present responsive data or argument relating thereunto. What's wrong with that to begin with? Why would they want to know what the hell we said to say to, if they had the power to do it? Because they don't have the power to do it. But they want us to complain. So it's like going to the slaves and say, can we take away all the green beans today and all your meals? Oh, wait a minute. We have to complain. And then they have to give us a comment. Well, we don't want you to have green beans because they're bad for you. Well, is that the way laws are made? Of course not. You don't go to the governed. We gave them the power to do it within constitutional constraints. That's the way laws are made. We don't go to the other way and say, well, if you complain about this, we're not going to do it. That's a mob rule type nonsense. But they go on to say, this is what's killer. This does not mean, however, that agencies should not, where useful to them and or helpful to the public, undertake public procedures in connection with such rulemaking. The exemption of situations of emergency or necessity is not an escape clause in the sense that any agency has discretion to disregard its terms or facts. A true and supported or supportable finding of necessary or emergency must be made and published. So if you're going to use the escape clause, well, it's impractical, it's unnecessary, and it's not in the public interest. Y'all have to say why. And you know what? It's never done. So do you know what that does? They don't do the formal because they can't make subsidy rigged because it's all a voluntary status to become a citizen of the United States to begin with. So they never do it. And this, they get around with the escape clause, or they don't even mention it. They don't even mention 553B, or they don't say it's impractical. They just don't even talk about it. So that automatically does away with it. There's no force and effect of law. There's smoke, folks. Every freaking dang one of these things are. But you have to go to the Federal Register. And then I was looking in some of the articles or law reviews. Well, the courts are somewhat in dispute on this. So I have to go to a court to see if that court will agree that this thing has the force and effect of law. I have a right to know if the dang thing has the force and effect of law. I shouldn't have to go to court. I shouldn't have to go to the Federal Register and then have an understanding of the APA, which is what I'm talking about. None of this stuff is put together and taught. I guarantee you. If it was, I'd have found it a long dang time ago, because I've been doing this a long time to finally figure this out and then be able to prove it. Then they give definitions. unnecessary means unnecessary so far as the public is concerned, as would be the case of a minor or merely technical amendment in which the public is not particularly interested or involved. Public interest. Oh, impractical. I got to read that one. Means the situation in which which the due and required execution of an agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking. It'd be prevented? Really? Maybe we don't want it. Maybe it's not needed. So that's impractical, means it might be prevented by an undertaking of in the public rulemaking. You got to be. I just can't make this stuff up anymore. I don't know what to say anymore. It just shocks the conscience. Then it says public interest supplements the terms impractical or unnecessary. It requires public rulemaking. Procedures shall not prevent an agency from operating. So we can't prevent it. And on the other hand, lack of public interest in rulemaking warrants an agency dispense with. So in other words, we can't prevent them from doing it. Or we have no interest in it. But it's got to be an emergency. And they have to say what the necessity or emergency is and publish it. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Maybe you did. This is the definition that's used for the administrative all code of federal regulation. So simply stated, when they say it's impractical and unnecessary and not in the public interest, number one, we don't have the authority as the public to stop them from publishing, from doing it. Really? Does that sound like what we're taught in school? Really? Or the other one is we have no interest in it. How would you have an interest in all this garbage that they publish, all this stuff? There's thousands and thousands of these things a year. Regulations. All of the state plan that covers all child custody, divorce, driver's licenses, and all of that nonsense, every freaking one of them is a code of federal regulations, and they actually mandate that the, quote, separate divisions, we're supposed to have three separate branches of government, right? They mandate y'all got to have cooperative agreements between each other and work together. And the judge is audited for the amount of money he makes when you're working together to screw us. I kid you not. Did you know that? I didn't. I mean, I found it out a long time ago because I worked with Alice Brown quite a few, many, many years ago. This was back in the 90s. And she had made some comment when she was in giving birth to her child, which I guess women make all sorts of comments. It's a lot of pain. I don't know about that because I never went through it. But I'm sure that they might make a comment or two that's probably a little off the wall. And we had a doctor we found out that is feeding this to the child slavers, and they use that as a means to take to get the adoption one so they can meet the quota and get seated and make money. I knew it was all a crock, but knowing it and proving it's two different things. But she lost her little girl. I don't know if she knows where she is or not. She was adopted out. I was pissed, but I didn't know. I just kept digging, and I finally found all this stuff after the fact. Alice Brown is her name. She had another child out of wedlock, a little boy. And she was in Montana. And we brought up the cooperative agreements. Do you know what they did? They said, well, there's a settlement. I got the case. There's a settlement. And they wrote her a check for $20,000 and told her to get her butt and her son out of Guantanamo. But they didn't want this out. We're not supposed to know this. We're supposed to go in there thinking that judge has the best interest of the child. He could care a hell. He does not give a damn about the children. He's being audited for the amount of money he makes for the court system, for the cops, for the Department of Law, and the child slavers. And I got the damn child slavers thing with the court. Says he's audited. And everybody loses money. You can't make this stuff up. In America, it's going on. We're being lied to. And boy, nobody wants to talk about it. Why? Well, if you listen, I have an IRS list, which I'm going to make all of this available. But if you're listening today and you want the information on, let's say, the state plan for your state, I'll send it to you today. Just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and I'll give you a couple of cooperative agreements, what they look like, and some of the regulations. And the one that says the statute of Congress says we're $4,000 for the healthy ones and $2,000 a head for the ones that not so good. You know, they got a little defect here and there, you know. They don't make as good a kid when you're slaving them out. You believe this? It's a fact. They're called state plans. They did them in 1935 under the unemployment stuff. That's what they did. Make everything under depression. Oh, it's got to have. And so everybody, all the states submitted to the state plans. And here we are today. And nobody even knows they exist normally. And then you don't know what the Code of Federal Regulations are, because you see all these CFRs. They use them against us all the time to take children, to take driver's licenses. They use them in commerce for truck drivers. Every type of situation, they use these things. They're all smoke. And I can prove it. Now, and I'm putting together this part because when they bypass it, the regular formal, they must state the emergency necessity. They can't just say, oh, it's unnecessary, it's impractical, it's not in the public interest. See, I didn't know what those words meant. So you go back to the Senate report, 572, and then you look and they quote it. What you know, what you're looking for is in court cases, which is what I'm working on, but I'm a little slow for the last 3 or 4 days because, unfortunately, I found out that I have shingles. I didn't have to know what that was all about. Up on my forehead on the left side and around my left eye and around, shingles is either vertical or horizontal, and God, does it hurt. Unbelievable. Gives you headaches like you just can't believe. So I went over to the urgent care, and while I was there, I said, by the way, can I get hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19? Oh, no, he says, that's really dangerous stuff. So I enlightened the doctor. I said, I don't know where you're getting your information, bubba, but hydroxychloroquine is safer than aspirin or Tylenol. And I said, do you know that there are fixes? There is a cure for, if you get it, soon enough. First of all, hydroxychloroquine has about a 90-some percent cure ratio. Wouldn't you think we ought to be using it? He says, well, the FDA hasn't approved it. You think the FDA might be considered to be an enemy? You think? I would say so. Then we have Dr. Richard Bartlett out of Texas that says he's got a silver bullet. He's using some type of stuff that they use for asthma, a different way, an inhaler type stuff. And he's had 100% success rate. And he quotes Taiwan, 25 million people, 7 dead. Only 7 out of 25 million? That's 0.0295 people per 100,000. Japan, 126 million, 982 dead. 0.776 people per 100,000. Where did I get this information to back up him? I go check it out. John Hopkins. It's there, but you got to look for it. Singapore, 5.6 million, 12 dead. 0.46 people per 100,000. Iceland, 363,000, 10 dead. 2.93 people per 100. America, United States, 331 million, we got 40.7 people dead per 100. Way more. I said to this doctor, I said, you know, wouldn't you call that a clinical test? If you got all these countries that got way less than America. And, of course, if we didn't have New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey that get around and take the most vulnerable people that are subject to dying from this stuff and put the infected people in their damn homes and they can't leave. You can't make this stuff up. Do you think they might die? You might think we might have 10 or hundreds, I don't know, tens or thousands of them anyway, dying in retirement homes because they're the most vulnerable. They have usually other illnesses. You put the infected person in there, and those people can't leave. And they can't be visited by their relatives to be an advocate. And they're not using hydroxychloroquine. They're not using this inhaler stuff. Oh, they put them on respirators, which is the thing that kills them. Really doesn't, Ben. Which is Dr. Richard Bartlett. He was the head guy for Governor Perry. I mean, but we got 4 countries. That's enough for a clinical test, I think. You think? And we don't do it. Senator Ted Cruz knows about this. I left him a message. I haven't heard back. He knows about this. They're inflating all these numbers. The thing is so ridiculous. What is the most important thing about a pandemic? Is that the number of people that are infected? Is it the number of people that end up in the hospital? Or is it the number of people that die? What do you think is the most important thing about a, quote, pandemic? I would like to think the reason why we go to a hospital, it isn't the number of people infected. It isn't the number of people that are going on respirators or whatever, because now they're putting all the other people that they've been putting off in there. It's the number of people that die. That's why we go to a hospital. So we get cured and don't die. They don't want to put out those records. Oh, the number of infected has gone way up. Oh, my God, the sky is falling. Excuse me. And then these people that, I forget, I was going to get that before the show started, but it was on Waters World. They had this guy that the number of deaths of children, COVID, I think, is even in the top 50. It's either top 10 or top 50. Children don't die from this stuff. Flu is way more dangerous if we don't shut down schools for flu. And what's even crazier, everybody, we're going to have a vaccine. Yay! Iceland said there was like over 200 mutations. So how are you going to deal with that? Well, you guess what? What this Dr. Richard Bartlett is doing with this inhaler, it is irrelevant to the mutations of the virus. But we can't talk about that. That's documented by all these countries that are doing it. We got Dr. Fauci that takes this this virus that went through Canada and ended up with a Chinese guy in Wuhan laboratory, and then Fauci gets around and sends $3.7 million up there to help the Wuhan on the research for this stupid virus. And then China gets it and says, oh, by the way, you know, we don't have any flights, can't do anything within China, but you can all have it and just hop on a plane and go spread it around the world. Now, what do you think is going on? Are we like stupid or what? It just boggles the mind. And then these people that interview people about the children, instead of setting the premise, see, that's what I liked about Trump. Boy, he's a smart cookie. How many are the cops are killing all the black people? He says, well, they're killing white people too. He doesn't take the premise of the smoke and mirrors. These people asking about Black Lives Matter take the premise that the premise of Black Lives Matter has to do with black lives. They don't give a rap about Black Lives Matter. They don't care about blacks killing blacks. They're killing each other in New York and Chicago and killing children, and they don't care. It's a nice slogan, though, I gotta admit that. But why do you, if you're doing something, I learned that in legal, you have to set the premise. You don't allow them to set the premise that Black Lives Matter is what this is all about. You say, well, let's see. Black Lives Matter, which is formed by three people that are criminals. One got pardoned by Clinton for she was blowing up, killing cops and robbing banks. Another one's down in, I think it's Cuba. She's wanted up for whatever. I'm going to get this document and put it on my home page, by the way. I just got it started. They're saying, we are going to burn you down if you don't agree with us by violence. And they say they're Marxist. But they're also teamed up with the Muslims. You see any mosques getting attacked? No. You see FDR statues getting attacked? No. Duh. So if you set the premise for a question, you say, why are you supporting Black Lives Matter that are anarchist, Bolsheviks, communist, have three criminals behind it wanting to overthrow the government and are going to burn us out? Why are you supporting that? You set the premise. They don't ever do that. It just... what is wrong with these people? You allow them to argue over do Black Lives Matter, and that's the premise. They don't care. You're arguing over a lie. It can't disprove lies. This is one of the things that I found out in the appellate brief in the Moody's. We put in all of this documented stuff. It's there. It's all holdings of the Supreme Court stuff. They're... the Article 3 courts, all this stuff. So what does the lawyer do? He does not use the term definitions. This is the way, this is a con. This is the way lawyers deal with stuff. They want to get, they use like federal district courts instead of District Court of the United States or United States District Court. Those both have meanings. Federal district court doesn't really have a meaning. Judicial power of the United States, judicial power of a district court. They don't mention it because they can't. They just say it's an Article 3 court. Wait a minute. What does that mean? In their world, the Matrix, Article 3 is what? They don't define it. But...
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And this is so important. Everything. Child custody to forces. Gun laws, IRS, interstate commerce, their regulations are smoke. They also say up above here, it says that the subsection forbids secrecy of rules binding or applicable on the public or the delegation of authority. The requirement that no one shall in any manner be required to resort to an unpublished organization or procedure protects the public from being required to pursue remedies that are not generally known. If you don't do it, how can I do it? And what's even crazier yet, you go down here, which I've got to look this one up. Every agency is required to accord any interested person the right to petition for the issuance amendment or repeal of a rule. Amazing. We have to petition the IRS to get rid of a rule in a court, but you can't go to a constitutional court. So where the hell do you go? Oh, let's go to the United States District Court that's under the control of Congress. But the big issue of this is so important. Is that their exemption, their escape clause of impractical, unnecessary, not in the public interest, has to do with an emergency? Some sort of an emergency. And they have to say what the emergency is. That's got to be supported. what is your big emergency by saying this? They never do it. So therefore, when we get to the predicate, which is the, how do I know that a CFR has any value? It has, number one, it'll say in the first rule, proposed rule, that it's in compliance with 553, which they'll never say. I've never seen one yet. I mean, there might be out there, but I've never seen one. They always don't say anything. That makes them totally invalid. Or they say, oh, it's impractical and not in the public interest, yada, yada, yada. But they never say why they're doing that. So that makes it void, too. And then in the final rule, they have to do the same thing, but they never do the 553B. They always say it's impractical or they leave it out. Now, the only thing that's after this, that come after this 1945 APA, I've got to look up when it was enacted. Congress has 6 months to up or down the regulations. Now, imagine. This is the way we make something that has the force and effect of law. The agency is supposed to go through this nonsense, subsidy rules, which they never do. And then Congress has the authority to come along after the fact to, in essence, veto it? Really? Did you find that in the Constitution? No. Does Congress ever do anything about it? Hardly ever. I saw our rhino, Murkowski, go after the carbon dioxide. She's dumber than a rock. Had no way of winning to begin with. And, of course, she didn't win. About the CO2, it was a dangerous gas. Because this global warming is another con. It comes from the solar, from the sunspots. Solar wind goes through the cloud cover. And that has to do with the warming of the Earth. And then the warming of the Earth, if it gets warmer, then the greatest reservoir of CO2 is in the ocean. So as an after the fact issue, the ocean, if it's warmer, lets more CO2 in the air. Whoa! It's not the CO2. There's a movie out, if you email me, I can't remember the name of it right now. But it's all documented. But again, facts. We can't deal with facts. We have a COVID-19 bunch of junk. And we have remedies for it. And we're not using them because the FDA doesn't want to recognize them. You can't make this stuff up, literally. And then just like Comey, just like New Jersey, New York, and Michigan, and Pennsylvania are putting infected people in a retirement home, the people that die the most from this, and we're putting the infected people in there. Imagine if you had, back in the Bible, doing stuff like this. Leprosy. Oh, we got a people here, and we got a person that's got leprosy. Oh, let's put it inside of the, see if they, these get people get leprosy. You see, back even in the Bible, they quarantined the people that had leprosy. That's what you do here. The people that are the most vulnerable, you quarantine. And everybody else goes about their business. And they've already proved that all this locking everybody up doesn't do a damn thing. That gal, I'll tell you, that governor in South Dakota, I really admire her. She didn't lock her state down. And she's in no worse shape than anybody else. They still go about their business, just like they're supposed to. Fact doesn't seem to have a place today. And these talk shows, not many of them really get them. Lord Ingram gets some, and Waters gets some. Tucker Carlson, he's been giving them hell. Hannity's on there. He's somewhat in the right area, too. But these, but if you're a Democrat, you're part of the minions of Satan. And that's a fact. Because you've crossed the Rubicon on one thing. If you will kill children, just before they're born or even after they're born to let them die, you've crossed the Rubicon. Bright light. Nobody does that. That's a Christian. Nobody does that. That is immoral. You just don't do those things. And we got a bunch of rhinos that sit on their butt and don't do anything. Or we got some that aren't technically rhinos, but they're cowards. Why don't we have champions out there fighting this COVID-19 or fighting Black Lives Matter and Antifa? Trump is. Where's all the Republicans calling them out? And then they kneel to a communist, anarchist, Marxist organization that wants to burn us out and overthrow our government. You just literally can't make this stuff up anymore. But this thing I'm going to be publishing is so important, because when you understand that the CFRs, you can't tell by looking at one if it has the force and effect of law, and I've never seen one yet that does. And I've looked at a ton of them. And what makes it even crazier, in the Internal Revenue Criminals book on page 3, every year, thing that they put out, every year they publish this. It's amazing what they put out in print. But we don't understand what's going on. We just don't. And we don't have the time, because we think these people are supposedly doing something right. You would think, wouldn't you? They don't. Let me find this in this brief, so I get the actual quote of the Federal Register. It's in, let's see here. It's in page 3. And let's see here. It's in, the Federal Register number is 19FR5167. Federal Register on page 3. 19 Federal Register 5167. It was published in 1954. And every one of the years they publish it, do you know what they leave out in that? They leave out paragraph 4 has two parts to it. They leave out, and they say in part, go look it up. It's right in the first book every year of the IRS. They leave out, because this Treasury decision merely provides for the continuance of existing rules pending further action, it is hereby found that it is impractical and contrary to the public interest to incur the delay which would result if this Treasury decision were issued with notice and public procedure thereupon under Section 4A of the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946 and 4C. You know what they're doing, the effective date, when they're leaving out the APA? Section 3 is notice. Section 4 says you got to make substantive regulations. They leave that part out. They're admitting they don't have the authority. They just leave it out. It's in the Federal Register, but who's going to take the time or can easily get to it? I mean, I just type it in and it pops right up. But you got to go to a government page and do a lot of work to find it. They say they're not going to do it. They just leave it out by omission. And I have, because they did the Walter Logan Act in the 1940 or 41, passed, and Roosevelt vetoed it. And I have out of the congressional record, what was the purpose of the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946? It was to make substantive regulations so that we would know the force and effect of law. In other words, they have created a whole new body of law that Congress has admitted they have no authority to do, and the constitutional courts can't deal with it. That didn't stop them. No. But they say that is the only purpose, was the subsidy regulations. I got that out of the congressional record. That's in the Mooney case too, by the way. It takes 6 emails to get that. 998 pages of documentation to show the overthrow of our republic. And then the reply brief that we put in. That, by the way, is interesting because it was filed last Monday. It's still pending to see if it meets their requirements. Should have been approved Tuesday. It's only 7,000 words. They probably don't like what's in there because you know what's in there? It's the predicate for the laws of the United States that everybody can know, and the predicate for the subsidy legislative rules that does not exist. Because there is no way I can look at a CFR. So the question becomes, if I see a CFR, I go back to the agency. Would you please provide me, which I'm going to put the rest of this together, that this has the force and effect of law and is in compliance with the Administrative Procedures Act and Chrysler v. Brown of 1979. That's a holding, by the way. And I'm going to be using the definitions of the terms that Congress had back in 1945 that are now in the courts, now that I know what I'm looking for. And it says, if you're going to use this informal bypass, you have to tell me why. What's the emergency? Why couldn't you wait? They don't have an emergency. And a couple I found, they actually said these things weren't valid, court cases. I've never seen one tackle the IRS. How would anybody know what I've been talking about today and prove it? How would you know? They use these 301 regs, housekeeping, against people all the time. They're for internal use only. They use statutory liens, which are 301s. They use assessment, which is 301s. They use notice of deficiency, which is 301. They admit those type of regulations are housekeeping, interpretive regs, and the Attorney General's opinion of 1941 in the court say they're smoke. They're not binding on anybody. But you don't see it briefed. And then what really is just astounding, because I download Pacer and I read this stuff, they went against Trump to get his taxes. In there, they admit that if we have a voluntary national taxation system. But the killer issue is, how do we keep prosecutors, which are out of control today? Because you see, in the brief that the Supreme Court said, New York can go straight to a grand jury with no probable cause and have them issue subpoenas, do sustecum, which is bring the books and show up. What's missing? What's missing? You see, the grand jury can issue subpoenas, deuces tecum, to show up and bring evidence. But the part about no probable cause, that means if I don't like Trump and I want to go after this Stormy Daniels, I can go to the grand jury and I'll get them to issue subpoenas. And then the court said, oh, by the way, but you have the remedy to try to prove that all the any books that you got doesn't have any effect on what this person is wanting to dig into looking for a crime. How do you prove a negative? What's supposed to happen? What's supposed to happen, which is the English common law, by the way, which the feds are bound to use, states are not. There's supposed to be a preliminary examination because guess what about probable cause? It only has two ways. Probable cause can only be determined by a judge. And there's only two parts to it. If there's no dispute of the facts, then it's a question of law. If there is a dispute of facts, then you have to have some facts. What should happen is they should go to a judge, an independent judge, by the way, bring in some facts. You have to have somebody swear in some facts, and you have to have a crime. A crime. Then you have a right to also testify or not, and the judge makes a determination if there is probable cause and facts. Back in a minute.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do we have sane people left in America yet? I wonder. I do think Americans are waking up. I saw where this thing about the Democrats are leaving the Democratic Party, and they're confirming that they're actually leaving. our republic's been overthrown. And there's nobody to blame except you and me. We did it by ignorance. Jose, my people die for a lack of knowledge. What I'm doing, trying to do, and I get my home page up, Red String there, by the way, doesn't do anything right now, but there is going to be a back page eventually. It's programmed, but I'm having, we're working with Just Host, which I bought a month's help to try to get the
WordPress all figured out. Probably have to buy another month or two till I get it all figured out. But you're going to see stuff there you will not see. But I just like when I saw this Dr. Bartlett talking about these countries, I went to John Hopkins and I found the documents and I put them on my home page to back up what he's saying. That's the facts. John Hopkins is where everybody's supposed to be going today. So that's where I went. And if Taiwan has only got 25 million and seven dead, do you think we might want to see what's going on there? Any sane person would want to say, well, what are you doing? And Dr. Bartlett says, I'm doing what they're doing. Japan, Taiwan, why are the Orientals? We have a corrupt system. The WHO, the World Health Organization, is the China. The FDA is just corrupt. The CDC is corrupt. This is why Trump now is wanting to have the hospitals report the COVID deaths, because everybody is reporting everything, even like in Florida, somebody that died of a motorcycle accident, or it isn't died of, they just had it. They died of something else, but they had it, so we'll count them as a COVID. They're lying to us. These politicians are lying to us. And I can tell you one thing, anybody that doesn't vote this year is crazy or stupid, because we are in this November, we either have a republic or we totally lose it. It's that critical, because the Bolsheviks, the communists, Bernie Sanders is a communist and he is part of Biden. Part of Biden is this Muslim gal. We have to totally remake America. Oh, right. And then we got AOC, crazier than a loon. And we got this gun grabber guy. We're going to come and take all your weapons. I don't think so. I don't know what to say anymore. But I'm going to be putting this stuff on my homepage, just like I looked at this lawsuit where the estate of Floyd, he did not die of the cop choking him. He died of fentanyl. Fentanyl, if he had three times the legal dose. It's on my homepage, AlaskaMinuteMan.com. The autopsy report. And then another article. He had three times the lethal dose. And what are the symptoms of an overdose of fentanyl, which I guess is really more powerful than heroin? I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. He was dying. And when you look at the lawsuit that was filed by the estate of Floyd, they don't put in the facts. Isn't an autopsy where you determine the facts? They use it all the time in murder cases. The facts to make a determination of the deaths. And what was in your blood, and what if you're on this or that? They don't even talk about the. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Minnesota says, "Yeah, we'll just get around and write you a check." That's how crazy it is. We don't need the facts of an autopsy. This guy did not die of the cop choking him. That's a fact. The autopsy says so. There's nothing with this thing. It's all about the overdose. Had too many chemicals. So why should I care? Oh, but he was such a great guy. You know what is so astounding as you look, and here we have the white horse-drawn carriage. The same thing that they did is hands up, don't shoot for Brown and Ferguson that committed three felonies in 11 minutes. Horse-drawn, white carriage. What, he's some kind of a saint? I don't have to, it's not up to me to judge him, but I guarantee you, it doesn't look like that's my kind of saint. And that was a lie. Hands up, don't shoot. It was all a total lie. Even Obama couldn't make that one stick. You watch. These cops.